Lesson we left off discussing the International Congress for Population Science, which met from August 26 to September 1st, 1935, in Germany. We talked about the sponsors and we talked about the polite conversation that happened there, where none of the German, quote, population science was challenged in a negative manner. And we all know what that was at the time. German population science at the time was basically Aryans first, everybody else to the back of the bus, everybody else off to the concentration camp, everybody else, well, we'll figure out something to do with them once we figure out what to do with them. And I was reading from the notes that I had taken from reading a book called Population Questions, which was published in 1936 from eyewitness accounts, reports, and documents made available at the International Congress for Population Science. We started to talk a little bit about the scientists themselves, so let me continue with my notes from where I left off. The last thing we talked about was a quote I had had. I'll read it again. It says, "Thereby German population science was offered the possibility for experts from every nation to examine the population laws it has devised and the government of the German Reich has put into force, as well as to examine the results of this scientifically based population policy, which are in part already manifest." This was in result to postponing the conference from 1934 to 1935, so that scientists around the world could validate the German system of population science. So where was it going? What was the concept of the Congress itself? Well, the honorary chairman, Reich Minister of the Interior, Dr. Wilhelm Frick, stated in his opening address, quote, "In order to prevent the continuous increase of the congenitally diseased, the, quote, law for the preservation of congenitally diseased progeny," unquote, was proclamated in July 14, 1933, unquote. The decree, extensively discussed by the conference participants, prescribed compulsory sterilization, not only for those with inherited illnesses, but also for schizophrenics, mentally retarded, gypsies, the asocial, or people that are introverts, alcoholics, criminals, and those classified for other reasons as, quote, racially inferior. This was a huge number of people. Huge. I mean, what is a criminal? What level do you identify as your cutoff line for a criminal? Are we sterilizing someone who double parks? Now, because the Germans hosted this conference, the National Socialist Government, or the Nazi government, was well represented. On the honorary committee, there were 7 Reich ministers, including the president of Reichsbank's directorate, Dr. Hajalm Schacht, who also headed the economics ministry. Another name that kind of stands out is Dr. Roland Friesler, at the time state secretary in the Reich's justice ministry, who later presided over the infamous People's Court. The presiding chairman of the conference was Professor Dr. Eugene Fischer, director of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute of Anthropology, Racial Biology, and Eugenics. In the name of the Congress, Fischer sent a telegram of, quote, "respectful greetings to Führer and Reich Chancellor Adolf Hitler, whose far-seeking population policy based on racial hygiene and principles of heredity will secure the future of the German Volk," unquote. Volk meaning people. Hitler conveyed his thanks and wished the Congress, quote, "full success in its monumentous work in the weighty sphere of population policy and race cultivation," unquote. You can hear echoes when the UN has its series of international conferences on population nowadays. Is there a connection? I don't know. Is it creepy? You better believe it.